And let me ask you about this. Have you had to renew your car license recently? I find it a real mission. I'm sure many of you do too, especially if you haven't remembered to bring all the documents with you. And you've got to have very specific documents for that purpose when you go through to the licensing office. Now, a company called InfoBip has made it possible for you to renew your car license disc on WhatsApp. It sounds like quite a quick and easy process. So we thought we'd get the details from InfoBip's Andrew Hubert. He is the senior sales manager for South Africa. Andrew, good afternoon. Andre, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Andre. Can you just give us a sense of how it works, please?
Good afternoon, Joanne, and to our listeners. It's great to be here. So in a short, in a nutshell, any car owner in South Africa can today, anytime, day or night, renew their vehicle license using their WhatsApp on their phone. It's convenient and it takes less than 2 minutes from start to finish. And all you need to do is basically enter your vehicle registration number.
Yes.
That number is then verified to see if you are the owner. It asks you if this is your surname.
Mm-hmm.
It will then ask you to take a snapshot of your license.
Yes.
Your driver's license,
right,
or your ID.
Mm-hmm.
You submit that to them. And they will also ask you for proof of residence, just a picture. Once that is done, a quote is generated, and that quote is then provided to you on WhatsApp with a link, and you can make payment immediately using a debit or credit card. And within 5 working days, you get your license renewal, the disc actually delivered to you by courier at your workplace or at your house.
Wow. All right. So on the one hand, there are two costs here, Andre, I imagine. I'm sure there's the obvious cost of the license, whatever that is going to be. And I presume there's also a cost to have this facilitated via InfoBip or WhatsApp.
Yes. So I just want to clarify how this works.
Yes.
InfoBip is a global cloud communication company,
right,
that enables WhatsApp Business API as the platform or tool. So we are the technology providers. With us, we've partnered with a company called ChatFin. Now, they are a fintech company, and they operate the platform called ChatBack on our Business API. And what they do, they are the commercial partner. So we make sure that service is up and running every day.
Yes.
But we don't charge anything to the public,
right,
or to anyone. What will happen is they will I'll charge a service fee, and that's 199 Rand. That includes delivery of the courier.
Right.
And that charge is on top of your normal license renewal if you should go to any of the conventional places to renew your license. So that charge will be the same. And on that, they will charge 199 Rand additional.
Uh-huh. Now tell me, one of the issues that comes up is obviously people usually have a lot more to spend once a car license has expired. Can you go ahead and renew it online even if your license has expired?
Yes. Actually, I can be a witness of that. I had a vehicle that went past its due date.
Yes.
And I actually approached the ChatBack, and the calculation of my expired months was included in my final quote.
Oh,
so it's very easy. It's one payment you make, and all costs is covered with that one payment.
Right. And you're not going to have any kind of situation arising where, you get stopped by a traffic officer and, you're not able to provide proof that you did renew your license because there's some sort of glitch in the system.
You have actually a whole trail, an audit trail on your WhatsApp,
yes,
showing that you did renew. It also said that within 5 days you'll get your license disc.
Right.
So should there be a glitch of some sort, fortunately from Info website, we ensure with our global platforms that our uptime is at the moment 99.9%. So we haven't had a case where our WhatsApp platforms has gone down.
How popular has this become, Andre?
Extremely popular. To give you an idea, globally at the moment, our stats show that 1.6 billion people is using WhatsApp in 180 countries. In South Africa alone, we estimate is that about 75% of our population has got WhatsApp on their phones. So we find that WhatsApp has become extremely popular in South Africa and in the whole of South Africa, even in Africa. And what we've seen so far, I think it was in the first 2 weeks, and the product was only launched or made public with a press release, I think, last week, Friday. And we felt in the first few days, without even marketing this product, there was more than 5,000 engagements on WhatsApp to ask for license renewals.
Wow. So give me a sense of this. Are you happy, especially with the state of hacking right now worldwide, are you happy that the safety controls are adequate in order to prevent anything going wrong during this process, especially because you're sending information like pictures of your driver's license, your identity book and the like?
What I can vouch for is that our processes from a security point of view is in place, InfoBip's point of view, that the receiving of documentation and payment is done by our ChatFin partner. So I can't speak on their behalf, but they've gone through a lengthy process, and they also work with many of our major banks. So I'm confident that our partner has every single thing in place to make this happen.
And what number do you send your request to in order to get a license in this way?
I can give you the number right now if you want.
Yes, please do.
It is this number you can save on your phone in your contacts.
Right.
And then you simply start the conversation in WhatsApp with the word renew.
Right.
And then the number is +27
+27
66
202 Yes.
6685
All right. Okay. And so you simply send you save that number +27 66202 6685 You send a WhatsApp to this number just with the one word renew, and that's how you get the process going.
I want to renew my license card with renew. Mm-hmm. Or you can also, if you forget that number or don't have it, you can go to the Chatback website.
Yes.
And on that website, it explains to you everything in detail, how it works. And it's even a frequently asked questions section. So if you're concerned about the question you've asked earlier, security, you can have a look there.
All right. Andre, a quick question from one of our listeners. Richard in Boksburg, keep it quite short, please.
Hi, yes. Good afternoon, everybody. I'd just like to find out, does this also apply to driver's license renewals or only for the vehicles?
Andre?
At this stage, the first product that Chatback has launched commercially is the vehicle license renewals.
All right.
There's exciting, I don't know what to speak on their behalf again. It's a surprise coming, but there's more than this product on the way.
All right.
I'm not sure which one is next, but everything is on the cards.
Andre, thank you very much for filling us in on that. Andre Hubert, he's the Senior Sales Manager for InfoBip in South Africa.